And I think that's true for us as we think about our lives. The sin that we've committed, it's so filthy, it's hard to even pinpoint what it is. Now, a parent knows this. When a parent sees those stains on their kid's clothing at the end of the day, it's hard to tell where it came from and who did it and what they were eating. The stains are all over that shirt. The only thing that you can do is to just throw it in the washing machine and get it washed. That's how bad it is here in this scenario. You can't even pinpoint what the sin is. It's just the garments are filthy. It's awful. Now, the second role that's described here is the accuser. That's Satan. That's his role in this courtroom scene. We oftentimes think of Satan as one who tempts us, and that's good. Tempting is a forward activity. That means Satan is planning what he's going to do the next day and maybe the week down the road. Accusing is actually the main function of Satan, which is backwards looking, which is digging up old dirt on us, reminding us of past sins that we have committed. Big difference. I can remember some of the past sins that I've committed. Now, tonight I didn't introduce her, but my DCE in the church that I grew up in, Caitlin, she's right there with her boys, she probably named some of the sins that I committed in high school too. Not only can I remember the sins that I've committed, but I can remember the location where I've committed them. Here's one. I wrecked my parents' car on I-90 in Spokane. I know the exact location where that happened. And when I go to that location, I get a sick stomach in my feeling whenever I go there. Now, here was the problem. My parents told me, you are not to allow anyone else to drive the pickup. And I said, yes, I would never allow anyone to drive the pickup. And I let my friend drive the pickup, and he was the one that wrecked it. Still to this day, when I go to that spot on I-90, I get a sick stomach in my feeling. It is like it just happened the other day. Now, can you relate to that? That's not temptation. That's not temptation. Temptation is a forward thing. What that is accusation. That's someone speaking in our heads, digging up dirt from the past. That's a power Satan can do in our lives. And I have it sometimes. With the sins I've committed in the places, I just get sick. Okay. Then finally, there is the advocate, the person that's defending Joshua, and that is the angel of the Lord in this passage. Whenever you see the angel of the Lord in this in the Bible, it's someone who speaks as if they're the Lord, and they're also someone who speaks. They speak as if they are the Lord. And there's really only one other person that does this in the entire Bible. That's Jesus. Jesus speaks as if he is the Lord and speaks of things of the Lord. Jesus advocates on our behalf. He's our defender, so to speak, in the courtroom. Now, how does he defend us? I think that's important to highlight here as well. When you're defending someone, there are strategies that you can take. One strategy is to really prove someone's innocence. Like try to paint a picture of an alibi that they really weren't at the crime scene, or maybe talk about how there's really no motive and you really defend that person. Jesus doesn't do that in this text. There's no defending. The evidence is right there. The garments are filthy. That's not the strategy that Jesus uses. Sometimes a defender, an advocate, will try to sympathize, try to get sympathy from the judge in the case. Or they might try to say things like, well, he just wasn't thinking clearly and made a wrong decision. They're trying to build sympathy for someone. And Jesus doesn't do that here. The angel of the Lord doesn't do that either. I think what the angel of the Lord is doing in this text is nothing more than double jeopardy. That's it. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 3, it says this. It says, Is not this man, Joshua, a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now, what is that saying?